inviting you to the Sauk County Fair now through Sunday. This is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg.
Max FM, WRPQ.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Calls and tensions building within the Democratic Party for President Biden to step aside as the nominee. Here's ABC's Andy Field.
ABC News confirming a New York Times report that the Biden campaign is testing head-to-head matchups of Vice President Harris against former President Trump. A source familiar with the new strategy saying that shift only comes after Donald Trump began publicly focusing his attacks on Kamala Harris. The latest ABC News Washington Post Ipsos poll showing Vice President Harris is a slightly stronger but significantly insignificant matchup against Mr. Trump.
The president wraps up the NATO summit in the next hour in Washington, D.C. He will then pivot to hold his first solo press conference in months. Signs of progress in the latest brokered talks on a ceasefire and hostage release deal between Israel and Hamas underway. CIA Chief Bill Burns leading negotiations in Doha, and extreme heat not letting up on both coasts. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
The man charged in the shooting death of a Columbus business owner in the city's downtown district early July 4th is now being held in Columbia County Jail on a $10 million bond. 22-year-old Jonathan Javier Luna of Columbus appeared in Columbia County Circuit Court on Wednesday. Luna is charged with first-degree intentional homicide in the death of Jose Hernandez, also of Columbus. Luna is also charged with first-degree attempted homicide with use of a deadly weapon and bail jumping. Luna's attorney asked for a signature bond, but Judge Troy Cross said in his 25 years of experience, he could not recall someone ever being released on a signature bond for a homicide charge. A pretrial conference is scheduled for August 26th. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A stray evening storm otherwise clearing tonight and lows in the low 60s. Sunny and mild again tomorrow with highs in the mid-80s. Slight storm chances for the weekend, highs upper 80s to low 90s. Staying warm into Monday with a few storms, then cooler for the rest of next week. Looking for a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently it's 79.
99.7
She's a good girl, loves her mama, loves Jesus in America too. She's a good girl, is crazy about Elvis, loves horses and her boyfriend too. And it's a long living in Reseda, there's a freeway running through the yard. And I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for breaking her heart. Ventura Boulevard, and all the bad boys are standing in the shadows, and the good girls are home with broken hearts. We'll be right back.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Dave Granger, live from the Sauk County Fairgrounds. It is 4:09 p.m. The Midway has gotten underway. They just started. Everyone's getting in line to get in the rides. They have the Magic Pass this year. Beautiful night to be out at the Sauk County Fairgrounds. We're going to have a little bit of fun tonight. We're going to continue the food theme. So, all right, we're going to have a little fun with this. I talked to Corey Hartman a little bit about this last night, and we figured we're going to do a little bit of a scavenger hunt. We're going to make this one interesting. I have two Randy Houser tickets for Saturday night. The first person that brings a picture of either a cream puff or cheese curds to the Max FM station over here, we're right in the big red circus wagon right off Washington Avenue, I will hook you up with two Randy Houser tickets. So again, it's a picture of a cream puff or cheese curds. Don't bring cream puffs or cheese curds, just a picture of them over to the Max FM circus wagon, and I'm going to hook you up with Randy Houser tickets tonight. We're going to have a lot of fun out here. We're going to be doing the prize wheel at some point. I'll announce when we do that. So stop over and see me. We'll be doing some interviews as well. We're looking forward to it. It is going to be a blast. So we're going to make some more music with Lady Gaga on Max FM. We hope you enjoy the weather tonight. It is going to be beautiful. We're having a few little technical glitches. There we go. So stop on out. Get a picture of that. You cannot miss this big red circus wagon. We're going to be out here until at least 8 o'clock tonight. We got a few interviews we're going to get lined up as well. We got Angela. I've got Jeannie over here. So I'm going to get Angela in first, and then we'll have Jeannie right after that. So here's Lady Gaga on Max FM.
Them like they do in Texas, please. Hey. Fold them, let them hit me, raise it, baby, stay with me.
I love it.
Love game, intuition, play the cards with spades to start.
And after he's been hooked, I'll play the one that's on his heart.
Pop, 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 poker face. Pop, 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 poker face.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Granger from the Sauk County Fairgrounds. It is 4:14 p.m. on Thursday night. A beautiful night to be out at the Sauk County Fair. We're in the Big Red Circus. Wait, you cannot miss us. Stop by and say hi. As a reminder, we do have our scavenger hunt already in progress. The first person to take a picture of either cheese curds or a cream puff at the Sauk County Fair and bring that to me, we'll hook you up with Randy Hauser tickets for Saturday night. So, pictures. Don't bring me the cream puff because I'm probably not supposed to be eating those. Wearing a white t-shirt. We're not going to go any further than that. I'm already in trouble for last night's laundry. I hope Wendy's not listening. So, how you doing, Angela?
I'm great, Dave. How are you? It's so nice here at the Sauk County Fair right now.
Yes, it is. Beautiful night to be out here. So, I've got Angela Witzik with me. She is with Pathway Home, Sauk County Homeless Shelter. Did I say that correctly?
Yep. It's Pathway Home of South Central Wisconsin is the name of our place.
Perfect. And so basically, this is the only homeless shelter in Sauk County, correct?
Correct. We are the only homeless shelter. We are a full service homeless shelter in Sauk County. We serve up to 24 people at a time, men, women, and children. And we're really doing a good work over there on 1200 Silver Circle.
And you guys always can use help. That is the huge
Absolutely.
Part because we know there's a little bit of a waiting list. There is definitely a problem with this in this area. So let's talk a little bit about that. So we know there's a waiting list you and I were talking a little bit about. So let's talk about that.
Yeah. So our program is very transformational. It's much different than other homeless shelters that you might think of. You know, when you think of a homeless shelter, it's a meal and a bed. And what we have is people come into our program. They can stay up to 89 days. We work real hard to not only find them housing, but help them with employment, help them find insurance, help them with all of the things that they would need so that they are never homeless again. That's our goal, is to disrupt the cycle of homelessness in Sauk County.
And that's such an important thing because you think about the extreme weather that we have in Wisconsin. We go from it being very cold in the wintertime, and we know there are people out there, and then it's going to be super hot this weekend. Neither one of those are good. So we want to be able to help everyone. Now, if people want to help out, what's the easiest way to help out? What are the needs?
Well, people can follow us on Facebook. That's always the way for people to find out exactly the things that we are looking for, or they can call us at the shelter. We're always looking for toiletries because if you think about what you need at your house, we need it at ours. We've got 24 butts to wipe. If we're going to go off the rails, let's go off the rails. We've got 24 butts to wipe, and we got a lot of toilet paper that we need. Sometimes we need clothes. Sometimes we need to help people move into their apartments. So we don't just give somebody a lease to their apartment and then say, have a good day. We make sure they have a bed. We make sure they have a pizza cutter because you just never know what you're going to need. So all those different things.
So, and that's so important. We want to help them all the way through the process.
Right.
And that's what it's all about. It's a transitional process to help them all the way through. So they're successful
Correct.
When they move into that apartment, have their basic needs met. We're talking basic needs here. We're talking toiletries, cleaning supplies,
Correct.
Anything that's in your house that you use on a daily basis to take care of your home is what is needed here.
Absolutely.
So that is what we want to have people help out with as well. So now let's talk a little bit. Do you guys have a website?
We do have a website.
Okay, what's the website and phone number? Do you have something in front of you that
it
you need?
Is
there you go.
PathwayHomeWI.org is our website. Our telephone number is 608-355-3069, and you can call us at the shelter, and we can you can refer people. We can take our background checks over the phone for any potential clients that are coming, and we can also give resources that way.
And so that number is so important. So keep that number one more time. Let's say that number because it's so important. What is that
number?
It
is 608-355-3069.
All right. And then we also have something very exciting going on at the Sauk County Fair with
Absolutely.
You guys. You guys are located in the commercial building. You're out here all week long. You guys are doing a meat raffle.
That is amazing. Yeah.
You guys, all right. So I've got one of these tickets in front of me. This is so easy. Tickets are just $10 each.
Yeah, just $10. And you're going to win, like, the first prize is almost over $1,000 worth of things. You get a gas grill that was donated by Ace Hardware and Sauk, and then a $600 meat package. We had three local farms, Prairie Raised Beef, Wilkinson's Farm and Produce, and Green Pasture Cattle, all out of the Sauk County area. They all have animals here right now at the Sauk County Fair, and they've given us three different meat packages. And the first prize, $600, plus that gas grill, plus accessories for your grill. So that's going to be an amazing time. And then we have a $300 plus package and a $250 plus package.
All right. So again, those tickets are just $10 each or five tickets for $40.
Yeah.
Now, all this money goes right back to the homeless shelter.
Absolutely.
Every single dime of this. So not only are you getting a chance to win some fantastic prizes, you're helping out an organization that needs your help so desperately. So please come out to the Sauk County Fairgrounds. You guys are located in the commercial building,
we
right, Angela?
Yes, we are. Yep.
And so stop over. Angela's here all week long.
I'm here all week long. We are braving the heat. And absolutely, this money is going for such a great cause. Every single dollar is going back to our organization. We couldn't do it without our amazing donors. But it really, we get to keep that money right here local, helping our local neighbors.
And that is what is so important to us. So please consider stopping out. You can also make a donation there. And if you got those toiletries and cleaning supplies, whatever you have that can help, please get in contact with them because they need this help. And this helps out our community as well. So stop out, consider a donation, consider entering into that raffle. I mean, you got a chance to win meat and a grill.
Yep.
That's a fantastic prize. I believe it's even a Weber grill, if I remember
it
correctly,
because
I walked through and
grill.
Saw. So it's a Weber gas grill. So we're talking a very nice gas grill. Angela, is there anything you want to add before we sign off?
No, that's it. Thank you so much, Dave.
Of course.
Have a great day.
You as well. Thank you for stopping in. We appreciate you and everything that you do. Here is Cameo on Max FM.
Sometimes.
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you. It is Thursday night. We're live at the Saucony Fairgrounds. It is 4:25 p.m. We are in the Big Red Circus Wagon. You cannot miss us. Stop by and say hi. As a reminder, we do have that. It's a cat scavenger hunt going on right now. I have two Randy Houser tickets. If you come up to me with a picture of a cream puff or a cheese curds from the Saucony Fair, I'm going to hook you up with Randy Houser tickets for Saturday night. Now, a picture. Don't bring me a cream puff, as I mentioned earlier. I'm wearing a white t-shirt. Try not to get my laundry dirtier than I did last night. So, yeah, we aren't going to go down that road. So, I've gotten our guest with me. I've got Jeannie Manis with me. How you doing today, Jeannie?
Hi, how are you doing?
Doing great. So, Jeannie is with the Saucony Master Gardeners Association. And you guys have had a very busy week out here at the Saucony Fairgrounds, haven't you?
Yeah, we are hosting a booth that's in the commercial building where we invite members of the community to stop in and ask us any hard gardening questions. Easy ones are welcomed as well. and on top of that, we are doing some demonstrations. We had one last night that was on the idea of combining function with beauty, which would involve vegetables and flowers in containers. Tonight we're doing a presentation at 5 o'clock, actually a demonstration at 5 o'clock. Going to get our hands dirty, and we're going to talk about or demonstrate how to propagate plants by division. So that's tonight at 5, okay. And then we got another one on Sunday.
So you are going to be out here tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. Okay. And what's the one on Sunday about?
The one on Sunday is about creating a butterfly waste station. So I'm going to show folks how to feed the butterflies, create a butterfly puddler so they can get water, and, of course, talking about the host and nectar plants.
So you are going to be very busy out here, and I know you're an expert in this area. I know Wendy's attended one of your seminars, and she came back with tomato plants and everything else. I think they're still alive, so I well, this rain has been something, so mm-hmm. I'm trying to get things planted. All right, so I'm going to ask you a tough garden question. What happens if you have a dog that hops into your garden and loves messing with your garden? What do you do with them?
Well, the best thing you can do is if you have a large enough space, usually you try to make sure that you leave some spaces for your dog to go through. Otherwise, you do have to probably fence it off as much as you possibly can.
Okay.
I've met your dog. Your dog is going to probably go leaps and bounds, so you probably need a very large fence. But for the most part, a lot of times it is in my own gardens, I create pathways that my dog can go through.
And the rabbits are the other thing, because they love getting in. I think they ate our cabbage or something already. Those little stinkers have been in our garden, you know, even before we got some of the stuff planted. They're up on the deck. They're having lunch up there. So.
Well, and that's a lot of times where a container garden, especially if you're dealing with rabbits, a container garden, if you can possibly do it. Another thing is to actually fence that space if you possibly can. Bird netting does help a little bit to keep them out. I had to replant my broccoli 3 times.
Oh, boy.
I did find a way to actually cage each of those individual plants. So that also works until they're big enough that they don't want them. But there is a rabbit that has been stalking my garden. I chased him out this morning again, and he's like that raptor in the movie.
Yes.
Jurassic Park that's testing the fence.
Oh, yeah. And I'm sure it's not your husband messing with it, because he would never do that.
Oh,
so
no.
He knows better. So fence is the key right here, folks. And we've had that rabbit problem around ours. And, you know, our last dog, we didn't have that issue with this one. A little bit different. So, yeah, fence is the key right there.
There's another thing you can use a product. There's products that are called like Animal Stopper. They're repellents for Animal Stopper's one brand, but there's a number of them that do for both deer and for rabbits, and you can use those to spray. But the bad thing is that when it rains,
it goes away.
So you know it can get expensive. So if you can get some of those physical barriers in first, it'll save you a little bit of money.
And that totally makes sense. That's the easiest way. And it's a lot better than dealing with bears, but that's a whole nother story for another day. All right, so you guys have an event coming up as well. Let's talk about your garden tour. When is that, and what's all involved in that, Jeannie?
Okay, so we have a garden tour that is coming up Saturday, July 27th. It's in the Merrimack Sauk Prairie area. It runs from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. in the afternoon. It is featuring 5 private gardens and 2 public gardens. So there's the community garden in Sauk, and there's a community garden in Merrimack, plus in these 5 private gardens. And this is where these gardeners, they open their yards up to you for folks to come in and take a look at what they have done. And the big thing about these garden tours is that it's what the average person can actually do on their own. So you can come in and you can be inspired by, hey, I can do this.
Exactly. This is something that they did. So and anyone can do this. So when is that tour? It's
July 27th, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. The tickets are only $10 in advance. You can buy tickets at our booth in the commercial building. Otherwise, day of event, they're $15. We also, if you go to our Facebook page, you can find a link to buying those tickets as well.
Okay, so it's a Sauk County Master Gardeners Association Facebook page. Go like them, find out a little bit more information. And you can stop out and see Jeannie right here in the commercial building today and see what you need to be doing with that stuff. And then she'll also be out here on Sunday with the butterflies. That is awesome. Did we miss anything that you wanted to talk about today, Jeannie?
Nope. We hope you guys all come out, learn a little bit more about gardening because it's a lifelong hobby. Everyone can, from ages 3 on, well, even younger, they on up to till you can't hardly walk around, you can garden.
So this is something anybody can do. So stop on out, and guess what? It's self-sustaining as well. And once this stuff is growing, you can go out and get it at any time. It's readily available right at your house. Nothing beats a fresh tomato, trust me. So thank you, Jeannie, for joining us. We appreciate that. And stop on out to the commercial building. As a reminder, contest is still going. Take a picture of a cream puff or a cheese curd. Bring it over here. I'm going to hook you up with Randy Hauser tickets. Coming up, we will have a look at sports and some more music on Max FM.
Max FM Sports.
Pittsburgh's Paul Skeens no-hit the Brewers through seven innings today before the bullpen held on for a 1-0 win over the crew at AmFam Field. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Skeens struck out 11, improving to 6-0 on the season. Former Brewer Yasmani Grandal drove in the only run for Pittsburgh, a run-scoring double in the top of the seventh. Brewers threatened in the eighth, loading the bases before William Contreras struck out to end the threat. Aroldis Chapman worked the ninth for the save for the Pirates, and the Brewers lose a home series for the first time since April. Three other baseball finals today. Reds beat Colorado 8-1, Detroit 10, Cleveland 1, Mets over Washington 7-0. Brewers announcing today that Devin Williams and Joey Ortiz will be coming to Fox City Stadium to make rehab appearances with the Class A Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. Ortiz will go tonight against West Michigan, while Williams is scheduled to start on Saturday, July 13th. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Der große Staat, es war in Viva Vienna, wo er alles tat. Er hatte Schulden, der Natur, doch ihn liebten alle Frauen. Und jede rief, na komm, rock me Amadeus. Er war Superstar, er war populär, er war so exaltiert, because er hatte Flair. Er war ein Virtuose, war ein Rockidol. Und alles rief, na komm, rock me Amadeus. Und es war irgendwie no plastic money anymore. Die Banken gegen ihn. Woher die Schulden kamen, war wohl jedermann bekannt. Er war ein Mann der Frauen, Frauen liebten seinen Punk. Er war ein Superstar, er war so populär. Er war zu exaltiert, genau das war sein Flair. Er war ein Virtuose, war ein Rockidol. Und alles ruft noch heute Captain Rock Me Up.
is Michael Jackson on Max FM.
I was wondering, you know, if you could keep on, because the force, it's got a lot of power, and it makes me feel like it makes me feel like it.
And more. 99.7 Max FM.
Maximum Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you on Thursday night. It is 4:45 p.m. We are broadcasting live from the Saucony Fairgrounds. It is a beautiful night to be out here. Maddie Jones has swung by. Hey, Maddie, we might as well get you on. She literally just stepped in here.
Hi. Still out of breath.
I know. See, I did that timing perfect. But, hey, at least we have the nice step stool
after
the Corey Hartman incident.
Because I had to climb up it. So.
Yeah, exactly. We're concerned about everyone's safety, you know, after Corey
had
his little tumble.
Right.
Well, it wasn't really a little tumble, but we'll just leave that one.
It was a big one.
It was, and I didn't roll video. That's how serious I took it.
Always roll video. That's his number one rule in life.
I know. I'm thinking of Life Alert commercial here. I know he's not listening, so we can get away with a lot tonight.
We can, yes. He is in Madison. He is doing the work thing tonight, so he is... He's just kind of hanging out there, and we're on our own here.
Yes, we are. Unsupervised. So, all right. So, believe it or not, we are running a scavenger hunt, Maddie, until 5 o'clock.
Have you given away tickets?
So, we're still waiting, and this is for anyone that comes up and does this. So, it's real simple. All we need is a picture of cream puffs or of cheese curds from the Sauk County Fair. Pictures.
What if we bring you one?
Oh, that's even a double bonus because, you know what? I am hungry.
Maybe we'll throw in some Milwaukee Zoo tickets
there
if you do that.
So, two Randy Houser tickets. If you bring us a picture of cream puffs or cheese curds to the Max FM Circus Wagon off of Washington Avenue. This goes until 5 o'clock tonight. I already have another thing planned for after 5 for a scavenger hunt. And this is not...
I got here at a good time then.
Yes, you did. And so this probably isn't right up Corey Hartman's alley, I know, but so you can kind of see where I'm headed with this. You know what I'm going after on the next one. So anyone that knows us knows what we're going to be looking for in the 5 o'clock hour. So stop by and say hi. Maddie and I will be out here until 8 o'clock tonight. A little bit warmer tonight than what it was last night.
Still not bad, though.
Nope.
Pretty nice night.
I don't mind being out here at all. The rides are open. The midway opened up, and it's no lines to get in. That's the beautiful part of tonight.
Now, I know yesterday you were telling me about how this new pass thing works.
Yes.
And so, refresh my memory. It's like a debit card now, right?
It basically is. It's called the Midway Magic Pass.
Okay.
And you can buy and reload your cards. They have a booth set up right across from us. You basically walk through the line there. You get your money in, and then you get your card, and then you're reloaded. You don't have to worry about carrying tickets with you. It is so 2024 for that.
I know. Target got rid of checks. They're not doing that anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're getting rid of their checks. They won't take those anymore. Walmart's going all digital price tags by 2026, meaning they don't have to sit there and put the little stickers on things anymore. And the carnivals now have tap and go.
Yes.
So I love it. I love it too.
And you know what? You aren't going to see me on most of those rides. We'll talk about that more later. Little PTSD there. So plenty of good food out here as well. You can stop by and support our service organizations as well. We have the Baraboo Elks out here. We have the Baraboo Fire and EMS group out here. They're in the pavilion, so help support our local service groups. We have the 4-H. We have the Farm Bureau here. And those burgers from the Farm Bureau were great. You could ask Corey. He had two of them. I only had one.
He loves himself a good burger. I'm sure he couldn't pass up more than one.
Yeah, we had plenty of food while we were here last night.
What a fair is for, right?
Yeah, exactly. And I know corn dogs are on the agenda at some point.
Of course, you have to. Plus, we're right across from them.
I know,
this year.
They're staring at me, and then they've got popcorn over there. So, yeah, some very delicious food. Oh, and then we got this lady with this big bag of popcorn over here as well.
Looks like she got all of it. Hope there's some left for us to share, because that's a really large bag of popcorn. Oh, I wonder where she gets that.
Kettle corn. That's over
there. Oh, that's over the other direction.
The other direction, kind of behind us.
I haven't even had a chance to go through the whole grounds yet. I know. I feel like a bad Sauk County Fair goer. I'm going to have to do that. I might come over early tomorrow, and then maybe I can take a run through the grounds. But usually I pull in, I come right to our wagon, and then we're off. So.
Exactly. And so we'll be out here a little bit earlier tomorrow is the plan as
Friday
well.
Friday and all.
Yeah, I think I'm getting out here at 2 o'clock is the plan. So I actually better pay attention to that because I've been just getting out here just in time otherwise if it was 2 o'clock. So, but yeah, we're out here. Big Red Circus Wagon. Stop by and say hi. We'll talk about the events that are going on a little bit later tonight. We know we have the flat track ATV racings. Night 2 of the races.
I know. Awesome stuff. And then Swing Crew tonight in the Litcher Pavilion, right?
Yes, it is. I've already had my buddies trying to twist my arm to go to that, and that starts at 9:30, goes until 12:30 in the morning. What my buddies fail to remember is 9:30 is past my bedtime anymore. more.
It is. We're old, Dave.
We are old, and I'm also on the morning show with you.
You are. You're filling in for Finn tomorrow. Yes. He's in the middle of all of his stuff for Shakespeare.
Right.
So he has his big tech dress rehearsal tonight, and he was a little afraid of what time he was going to get home.
Right.
As we can all understand. So you're going to pitch hit for him tomorrow.
Yes, I am, and so I better not stay up until 12:30 in the morning either. That would be a bad idea. And swing crew adult beverages. Yeah, no. When I get
although
done here,
tempting.
I'm getting
maybe
escorted.
We'll just let it go to dead air tomorrow.
Yeah, there we go. That hasn't happened at all before this week. Not
it's
saying
been a bad technical week.
Yes, it has been. We aren't going to lay any blame on anyone.
Thank you, Spectrum.
Yeah, exactly. Spectrum.
I'll lay it all out there.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah, it was not a good morning this morning either. So the interwebs were just not cooperating with us. So
Sometimes that happens.
Yeah. So stop by, say hi to us. We're going to look at our community calendar that's brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Barry. We'll look at weather. We'll get you back in some more music with Mike and the Mechanics on Max FM.
Craving pizza? Pizza Ranch has an unbeatable deal. Grab two large pizzas for just $25. Pick up or get them delivered. And don't miss Kids Night every Tuesday. One kid eats free with every paying adult. Worried about construction? Don't be. We're open and ready to serve you 7 days a week. You heard me right. We are now open on Mondays. Download our app on Android or iOS and sail through your order with ease. Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, where we provide each guest with a legendary experience.
With a look at some of your upcoming area events, here's your Max FM community calendar. It's Sauk County Fair Week with great events happening all week long. From Wednesday all the way through Sunday is when all the rides, games, and vendors will be open. Check out SaukCountyFair.com to see what's happening every single day at the fair and the great grandstand events taking place, including the Randy Houser concert Saturday night at the grandstand. In addition to the events around the fair, on Friday night the 12th, there's going to be music in Mirror Lake State Park. The Concert in the Park series will continue with Cruisin' Around. Bring chairs or use the outdoor rock seating and enjoy an evening of music in the outdoor amphitheater. Again, this will be Friday, July 12th from 7 until 8:30 at Mirror Lake State Park. And Durward's Glen will be hosting the annual Bagpipes in the Glen event. Great music and also breakfast this year from Wittenbach's Command Center Food Truck with coffee and kids' activities. Part one of the event will be from 9 a.m. until noon, and then the grounds will be closed down from noon until 3. Part two of Bagpipes in the Glen will be starting back up from 4 until 8 p.m. is when they'll get the music going once again with Celtic and Scottish music, a brat stand, some Scottish food, wine, and chocolates. Again, this will be at Durward's Glen Saturday, July 13th. For more details, visit durwardsglen.org. And while you're in town for the Sauk County Fair, be sure to swing by Saturday morning for the Downtown Baraboo Farmers Market. Local growers, producers, and farmers will be selling their items on Oak Street. This will be from 8 a.m. until 12:30. It's every Wednesday and Saturday, now through October. Visit Baraboo Farmers Market on Facebook to find out the night before who will be in attendance that next Farmers Market.
Blast off! As Circus World boldly goes where no circus has gone before. Feel the big bang as Tina the Human Cannonball flies high.
Defy gravity with an upside-down rocketeer. Perky poodles, soaring aerial acts. Plus, camels, llamas, horses, and ponies orbiting the ring.
Juggler, zany comedy, and space cadet music invite you to blast off to family fun at Circus World.
Don't miss out on the opportunity to join one of the recreational or competitive leagues for a more immersive experience at Asgard Axe and Tap. They welcome both adults and children ages 10 and up, making a fantastic option for family outings or adult gatherings alike. To reserve your lane and embark on a Viking adventure that promises a selection of 24 craft beers, great restaurant, and unlimited arcade, call 608-432-3505 today. Unleash your inner Viking. Your adventure awaits at Asgard Axe and Tap.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A stray evening storm otherwise clearing tonight and lows in the low 60s. Sunny and mild again tomorrow with highs in the mid 80s. Slight storm chances for the weekend, highs upper 80s to low 90s. Staying warm into Monday with a few storms, then cooler for the rest of next week. Looking for a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently 81 degrees.
99.7
FM. 80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Track of the